Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do, man?
Curtis, when was it that the Red Sox pulled me back in? Was that 2 weeks ago?
No.
Thereabouts?
Yeah, they pulled you back in, and they went on fire through last Friday night.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh.
I am out. And the way they do it is even more bothersome to me. Like, that game yesterday, they're out to an early lead.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Story, who's been batting the ball all over the diamond, gets them, has the two RBI single, gets the runs going, gets that team a lead. And they just cannot close on these baseball games.
No, they cannot.
It's so frustrating. It is absolutely driving me bonkers.
But it's also like, yeah, they jump out to an early lead, then the Angels tie it up in the bottom of the fourth, and immediately I'm like, they're going to lose this. And then the fifth, they do. And then the sixth, they add another run. The Angels add another run on top of it.
Sit.
But for me, like, can we all agree now? Maybe Rafi Devers wasn't this quote-unquote word I hate using, cancer in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you're nothing's right. changed.
Maybe you're right about that.
The only thing that's changed is they've gotten worse.
Yeah, they have gotten worse. I mean, I believe that they, prior to the Devers trade, the 9 games prior to the Devers trade,
mm-hmm.
they were 7-2.
Yes.
And the 9 games since, mm-hmm. they are 3-6.
Yes.
And so
I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
How many extra base hits does the designator hitter have in those 9 games?
That's a great question. Yeah. The way you phrased it, I'm guessing 2.
1.
Oh.
1.
Yeah.
The OPS, 543.
Mm-hmm.
12 strikeouts, 3 runs, 3 walks, 3 RBI, 1 home run is the only extra base hit. The DH is hitting 182. And go back to how we felt Sunday when they swept the Yankees on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely gift. Beautiful day. It was gorgeous. It wasn't this oppressive heat. And then that video I sent of the fathers on the deck relaxing, waiting for the burgers to be done, and somebody says the Sox traded Devers, and the guy's like, ha, 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 LOL. And then he got the face of, like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I honestly, the people that defended this, the people that defend this ownership group that have some misguided trust that they will ever actually reinvest in 2025.
I'm right here.
It's an abomination. They show you who they are. Winning is secondary. If winning was important, why would Craig Breslow fire the guy that found Roman Anthony? I want my Sam Kennedy.
I look at this because, Greg, I'm kind of like, I kind of go back and forth, but I look at it like, with Devers, you stunk. Without Devers, you stink. and you went on that run. I'm not necessarily out because we saw it with that. You brought it up, Greg, that 9-game run where you were 7-2. That's something that we could potentially see them do again. I'm not saying they will, but they're close enough to a wild card spot where they're doing enough just to keep you holding on and paying attention.
But are they likable for you? Are you like for me watching this team, I don't have any rooting interest, and I hate saying that.
It's also like, okay, so they're 3 games out of the wild card spot,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to start to hear the phrase, which I can't stand, which is anything can happen in October. Does this look like a team in which anything can happen in October? It doesn't. And then yesterday, Alex Cora drops a little bit of bad news casually, which is that you're not getting Alex Bregman back until after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's almost like maybe keep Devers until Bregman's healthy. Whoa, what a thought.
Yeah, that would have been.
Why would you do something like that?
Yeah,
I so, don't know.
Can anybody defend that?
No.
Why would you trade him before Bregman is back?
Can't nobody defend that one.
Okay.
But they, don't they do enough in where the standings are right now to keep you kind of gripped.
And I no, get, it, keep me what?
Like, I kind of, you know, gripped in on no, the, watching
I'm not,
the season.
No, I told you. I was gripped.
Okay.
I'm not gripped. Right. I there's zero grip.
No.
Mm-hmm. I have no drip and I have no grip.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I do have a new haircut. I don't know.
I was just going to say when I started trending, great haircut.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Got over to see my guy Nate over at Sims in Southie yesterday. And the man,
you went
the
low.
Man does. Huh?
You went like low.
Well, as low as how low can you go?
Right.
You can
go. And right.
I can still go low.
You did a great job with the color.
How low can you go?
Well, anyway, there's a lot to get to and... not a lot of it can be the Red Sox. I don't think I could take a lot of it on the Red Sox, but
no.
we will have our weekly discussion with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, coming up at 9, and there is a lot to talk to Craig Breslow about. And Curtis, I know you're looking forward to that. You said yesterday you can't wait. So.
I honestly jumped out of bed.
Wiggy doesn't seem like after last night that there is any chance that you get your wish and somehow Cooper Flagg is not a Dallas Maverick and would like to be a Boston Celtic. I don't see it happening.
No, that's not happening at all. It'll be interesting to watch the Dallas Mavericks this year because, you know, I think a lot of people got their eyes on Cooper Flagg just from, you know, what they're saying about the potential he has. And Dallas is a good basketball team. If you're a Cooper Flagg, and I know the kid Ace Bailey was one of the kids in the draft, like trying to, you know, not go to certain spots, and I believe Utah was one of them where he actually went. But if you're just a basketball fan, or if you're a fan of Cooper Flagg, he's now going to a team that they have some talent. It could be interesting to see what he could do his rookie year.
Well, pretty cool. We have a lot of listeners in Maine, and pretty cool for the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
That they have the number one pick in the NBA draft. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, hey, he's bringing them white guys back, man. Cooper Flagg this year,
white guy summer.
Who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, who?
Did I see that he is the first white American player taken number one in the NBA draft since 1977?
Yes. Nasty.
Is that Kent correct? Benson.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well.
But he's talented, though, and I think a lot of, like, that's what a lot of fans are going to be looking at is just because they're saying I forget who it was. It might have been Kendrick Perkins who said this, and, you know, he probably watches more Cooper Flagg than I do, but he said he's like a mix. If LeBron James and KD had a baby, that would be Cooper Flagg. That's like his skill ability.
It's more likely if you're a white guy growing up playing basketball to become president of the United States than it is to be taken first overall.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. One more show in the studio here in beautiful, safe Brighton this week. And then this afternoon, we are on our way to Cape Ann and to Rockport tonight. And, of course, Gloucester tomorrow. And I'm assuming that when we cross the town line into Gloucester, we will be greeted by Gloucester Tom, Hardo Tom.
Wow.
Tom is, I think his official title is the King Pole Watcher in Gloucester. Is that his title?
Honestly, I'm not messing with him. I saw a photo of him yesterday. He's jacked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How'd you see a photo? Somebody sent you a photo.
Oh, Ken had it.
People can't see.
Yeah.
I had more people reach out to me yesterday who were somewhat outraged by the conduct of Tom on this show than maybe any other person we've had on of late on this radio program.
But, just the smallest amount of power ever going to someone's head.
It's tradition, though.
I mean, it is. I felt like Tom was in charge of field access for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had asked to get somebody on the sideline halftime at the Super Bowl as opposed to getting Shime onto the greasy pole.
He was Nick Sirianni's buddy that got in a fight with a player.
Yeah, he was Big Dom.
Might be easy to get Shime on the sidelines for the Super Bowl to get him on the greasy pole.
I think it might be easy.
I was confused, though. How serious can it be if we can just pay him off? Like, he kind of alluded to that.
Oh, that's different, Courtney.
Oh, okay. He wasn't alluding to that.
Payoff is different. Just, you know, just don't do it in bathroom stalls. That is completely, but you got to know the right people.
All right. Well, anyway, we are on our way to Rockport this afternoon, and we will see you tonight at My Place by the Sea. And I want to thank the very generous people at Absolute, because $10 is being donated for every Absolute Ocean Spray beverage, which is consumed this evening at My Place by the Sea, to the Rockport family that we are raising money for. And that is the family of Captain Andrew Porter, who was a 25-year Rockport firefighter who passed away unexpectedly last month. So if you enjoy one of the new Absolute Ocean Spray beverages in the can this evening, then they will make a donation to that family on your behalf. So cannot wait to get up there. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning before we go, including our leads at about 6:25, and then they set it at 7:20 this morning. And we will definitely talk about what Brad Stevens said yesterday about Jason Tatum's recovery timetable. So I know there is interest there. With the draft passing last night, is Jaylen Brown all safe and secure here? Or
my lead this morning?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Okay. Brad Stevens made some comments last night that would lead me to believe so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll wait till we get to your lead on that. And then the news coming up at 7:45 with Courtney this morning. And today's Pervert Teacher Association inductee is apparently a fan of the in-class MDB. So we will get to that during the news a little bit later on. I mentioned that Craig Breslow will join us at 9 this morning. And as always, we will...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Play the very best Hill Notes that you have left for us over the last 24 hours back at 9:20 or right about then on today's show. But here is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox dropped their third and final with the Angels, getting swept after jumping out with a 2-0 lead in the first. Final score was 5-2. Richard Fitz went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 6. The guy's off tonight before returning to Fenway to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas. The Maine native was the number one overall pick last night in the 2025 NBA draft. The Celtics took forward Hugo Gonzalez from Real Madrid with their number 28 pick. Brad Stevens spoke after the first round to talk to Jalen and Derek specifically. I'll get to that in my lead. The Bruins are showing off their new identity with refreshed logos and uniforms.
Okay, how do we feel about them?
I like them. Yep, I like them. Yeah. The Spoke B, a bit different with the black background. Mm-hmm. Cam Neely released a statement about the looks, saying next season marks the start of a new chapter in Boston Bruins history. And as we turn the page, we are excited to do so with a new look and feel, combining some fan favorite elements from the past with a refreshed style. These sweaters are going to look sharp on TD Garden's ice in the fall.
How much does that kill Cam Neely to have to give that statement?
If you are watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, I guess you are getting from the Bruins an indication of what they are going to do captain-wise. So you got McAvoy and you got Pasta with the A's. And I think that Marco Sturm said in his welcome press conference that he wanted to wait the season out to see who he felt like ought to be the captain. So okay. I'm guessing he doesn't think that David Pastrnak is ready to be the captain of this
team. So you're going to play an entire season without a captain?
Sounds to me like that might be what they're going to do. I don't know.
Or maybe that's he's like, crazy. You know, out of you two.
Seems like good leadership.
Well, out of you two, let's see which one of you guys takes the bull by the horn.
Okay, but is that not creating what is this, Survivor? I mean,
maybe they're going to trade one of them like they do every year now, and they have to figure out when that guy leaves.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did, get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We have our leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.